Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Deuteronomy 8:1. Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe. Every commandment which I command you this day, you must be careful to observe. Why? That you may live and multiply, go in and possess the land which the Lord has sworn to your fathers. So here's the Lord and Moses speaking on God's behalf here that every commandment that is given to his people here, Moses and the Lord wants them to know it's not just to take away their fun. I used to have that concept, if you, who wants to be a Christian? You can't have any fun. That's a propaganda from the devil. The biblical instruction is positive. When God instructs us to do something, it's very, very positive to those who know that God is for them. God is for you. He's on your side. He loves you. He cares about you. You are in his eye always. You are in his hand. God is for you. And so whatever he has to say to us in terms of what he wants us to do or how he wants us to do something, that's a positive thing. It's very positive because God is for us and God seeks to bless us. So I can look at I don't have to look at commands as something that's going to somehow narrow my life so that I don't have any fun. I can't enjoy anything anymore because I'm a Christian. And, that's usually the charge you get when you talk to people about your faith. They say, well, you're a Christian. You can't do this, right? And you can't do that, right? And then somehow in their thoughts, Christianity constricts you from living life to the fullest. And that is far, far from the truth. That's demonic propaganda to try to get people to not go anywhere near Christianity. But that's not the truth at all. Every commandment that I command you this day is for this purpose, that you may live and you may multiply and be fruitful, that you may go in and possess the blessings that I've promised your fathers, and that you will have a full and complete life. That is the purpose of my commands, is to help you navigate through all of the pitfalls and all of the dangers so that you can go in and actually have a complete and full life. And so many of the believers that followed Jesus didn't understand that, and the Bible tells us that many of them followed him no more. There many of his disciples deserted him because they just couldn't grasp the whole concept that being a Christian wasn't something that confines you in life. It's something that actually expands your enjoyment of life. Remember Demas in 1 Timothy 4:10, a great missionary at one time, and then came to the point in his life where the Bible says he just went back to the world. Somehow he looked at the world as something more attractive to him than walking with God and being a missionary. The prodigal son, the same thing, had everything in the father's house, was blessed beyond comparison, and yet left it all to go out in the world and experience the kind of lifestyle that left him hungry, left him wasted, left him suffering, didn't come out good at all in the end, but nevertheless, something inside of him, he believed the propaganda. He believed the propaganda that if you'd only get away from your dad and get away from these people here at the house and get away from God's people, that somehow you'll have more fun. And the fun was very short-lived. And he ended up finding out the hard way. The Bible tells us that fools despise correction. Proverbs 15:10. Only a fool makes correction as grievous to a fool. A wise person is glad to hear God's instructions because they lead him in the way of life and fruitfulness and blessing. So a wise person understands God's for me. God's trying to bless me. God's trying to direct me into the right things so that I enjoy life to the fullest. So these things he's saying are not harsh to me at all. I welcome them. I'm glad to hear them. And fools despise correction. The wise man is edified by correction. Proverbs chapter 9, verses 8 and 9. The wise man is edified when he hears correction because it's going to help him. And that's why Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:16, Paul, who's a pastor and an apostle, and he's going to be departing from the scene soon. 2 Timothy is the last epistle he will write. And Timothy will be taking over a major brunt of the work that's going to be left to him to take care of the churches that Paul planted and that Paul had serviced all these years. So Timothy was going to have an amazing responsibility laid upon his shoulders when Paul's departure came. And he told him in the 16th verse of chapter 3, he said, "All Scripture, Timothy, all Scripture, everything in your Bible, is given by the inspiration of God." It's God-breathed. The word inspiration is God-breathed in the Greek. God has breathed out his word. And it is profitable. The word of God that you have in your hand is profitable for, number one, doctrine, which is teachings, all various kinds of teachings. We call it categorical doctrine because we have the doctrine of patience, the doctrine of mercy, the doctrine of love, the doctrine of forgiveness, the doctrine of evangelism, the doctrine. There's just so many different doctrines you could name. Doctrine is all of the teachings that we have from our Bible. And then number two, he's telling Timothy, the second thing that you're going to use the Bible for is reproof. What? Reproof. You are going to correct people. You are going to have to point out things that are not going the right way. Things, trends. You're going to have to be very alert and spot trends that take place in the body. And from the pulpit, you're going to have to deal with that to make sure that people don't go down the wrong road and don't get deceived, don't get confused, don't get distracted. And you're going to have to deal with it through reproof. And then the number three, correction. You're going to point out what's wrong, then you're going to show them what's right. So doctrine, reproof, correction, these are the, and then instruction in righteousness, training in righteousness. Those four things, Paul said, that's what the Bible is for. You use that Bible, and Paul is talking to a New Testament pastor under grace. You use your Bible, Timothy, to teach doctrine, to reprove, to correct, and to instruct in righteousness. That's what the Word of God is for. Verse 17, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every work that the Lord might send him to, every good work. So he's going to be prepared. He's going to be a prepared man. You're going to be preparing men, Timothy. You're going to be training and raising up men underneath you that are be in your ministry, and you're going to have to teach them doctrine, reprove, correct, and instruct them in righteousness, so that they will be equipped for the work that God has for them. So you will use the Word of God. The Word of God, I love this verse, 4:12 of Hebrews. The Word of God is living and powerful. The Word of God that we have in our midst today, the Word of God that's on your lap and that you listen to in messages and devotionals, that Word is quick, it is living, and it is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces to the division of the soul from the spirit. It pierces to the dividing of the soul from the Spirit, because not everything a person does is necessarily spiritual. A lot of religion is learned in the soul, and the soul can counterfeit a spiritual lifestyle. The soul can counterfeit a spiritual lifestyle. We call it soul power, the power of the soul to counterfeit a spiritual lifestyle, and the soul learns it from the good side of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They learn to be religious, and it appears to the casual onlooker that that's a spiritual thing. It's not spiritual. It's soulish. And the Word of God is quick and powerful, and the Word of God is sharp, and a critic, it critiques the thoughts and intents of a person's heart. Gets right down to the motives, right down to the intentions of the heart, and cuts it in half and says, that's not from God. That's from the soul. That's from the flesh. That's from something else. It points it out. It addresses it in the messages and in the Word. And then the division of the soul and the spirit and discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. We need to be under the Word of God, because our souls are very, very much easily deceived into becoming religious without being spiritual. Just religious souls, we learn how to play the game. We learn how to do church. We learn how to talk the talk. We learn how to say, praise the Lord, brother. We learn how to do all those things, but we don't have any spirituality. No connection with God in doing so. So how does one separate the two? How do I know? The Word of God. I'm under the ministry of the Word of God, and if there's anything in my life that's soulish and it's not spiritual, then the Word of God will pinpoint it. The Holy Spirit will take the Word, and like a two-edged sword, it'll come in, and I'll be busted. He'll show me, that's not it. Your motive is wrong in this. Your thoughts are wrong. Your attitude's wrong. And I'll be corrected. I'll be reproved and corrected. And I'll be thankful. I'll be rejoicing because I know God's for me. I know it's all grace. I'm not going to be condemned by that. I know God is for me. He's trying to help me. He wants me to be better blessed. BB, better blessed. I want to be a BBB, better blessed believer. Okay, BB? But verse 2, let's get back to the law, Deuteronomy. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness. Took them out of Egypt, brought them into the wilderness, which is a desert, and led them around in circles for 40 years. Good Lord, why did you do that, Lord? Well, I'm glad you asked, because he said so right here in verse 2. He said, I did it to humble you. I did it to humble you and to try you, so that by the time when the reason for that was to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. The reason is I'm going to take you into Canaan, the land of promise, after 40 years, and I want you to be ready.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program, and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Port St. Lucie First Church of the Nazarene is a church on the move, Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Wednesday evening Bible